Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning. Very happy to welcome back into the studios this morning Roger Christensen, president and choir member with Carolina Concert Choir, and Mike Lancaster, artistic director and conductor of the Carolina Concert Choir. Anytime you guys are in the studio here with us, we know that there is some beautiful music in our very near future. Whoa. Your spring concert is coming up. Dr. Lancaster?
Yeah.
Is that all right? I want to make sure I say that right. Dr. Lancaster? We're going to give the specifics about the concert here in just a moment, but describe the concert choir and what we will experience with this, what you're calling Sunrise Mass for Strings and Chorus.
The Carolina Concert Choir is an auditioned adult community chorus of about 50-ish members, depending upon the semester.
Sure.
And we rehearse once a week, Monday evenings, and I have an absolute ball conducting those rehearsals because every member wants to be there.
Yeah.
Soaks up everything I say and wants to sing as well as possible. And the group is singing really well. We're, 3-4 weeks out from the concert, and they could almost sing it today. But, wow. I want to have the few rehearsals we have left.
Of course,
but,
of course.
My goodness, we're making beautiful music in the rehearsals, which is very nice. The concert features two mass settings. In the Roman Catholic Mass, there are two parts. One is called the ordinary, and the other is called the proper. The readings of the proper change, scripture readings, etc. For example, the scripture readings for Christmas are a lot different than the scripture readings for Easter.
Okay.
But the ordinary of the Mass doesn't change. It's always the same. And composers through the ages have set the ordinary of the Mass to music.
Ah.
So you can compare what somebody did in 1600 to what somebody did last week.
Oh, interesting.
So the two Mass settings we're performing feature a Mass setting by Franz Schubert from 1815 when he was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And Ola Yelo in 2007.
Wow.
Ola Yelo was a Norwegian who came to this country to study at Juilliard and then maybe study film music. He's quite taken.
Uh-huh.
In fact, he even talked about the music in the Lord of the Rings movies influencing him specifically on this particular Mass setting.
Okay.
And you can kind of hear the strings, the halo of the strings that you heard in those movies.
Uh-huh.
He really likes that. And so film music influences him in his setting, specifically in this piece. So it's interesting to hear the difference between a setting in 1815 and 2007 of exactly the same words.
Right. Thank you for explaining the Mass thing to me. That clears up a number of questions I had, but I also appreciate you describing Ola Yelo's inspiration from film music, because there's such emotion in it. And I got the opportunity, putting these ads together for you to listen to some of the pieces, and that's exactly what I got out of I would have never been able to put that to words. So you putting that to words makes total sense as to what
Great.
I heard.
Great.
Total sense as to what I heard. Roger, let's go to you, president, of course, of the choir and choir member. Talk to us about the specifics of this concert. When and where and what?
This concert is going to be presented at on the 26th of April at 7:30 p.m. at Grace Lutheran Church, 1245 6th Avenue West, here in Hendersonville. And then again on Saturday, the 27th of April at 4 p.m. at Grace. And tickets are available online at carolinaconcertchoir.org or if you know a choir member, you can buy them from them.
Yeah.
And also available at the door.
Sure. Sure.
And we are very excited about this because we have an 18-piece string orchestra.
I was going to ask about that because it's strings and chorus. I was going to go back to you, Dr. Lancaster, about that.
Yeah, and we also secure one of the choir members builds his own harpsichords, and he has four of them. He's going to provide one of them. That'll
wow.
be with the intermediate piece, the Brandenburgian Concerto that we're featuring just mm-hmm. the strings on.
That was another question I was going to ask. I see another piece of music in here, so I wanted to ask about that, and I wanted to ask about the strings. Dr. Lancaster, can you add to what Roger was just telling us?
Absolutely. This Sunrise Mass by Ola Yalo, who, by the way, lives in New York. He's basically an American now.
Yeah.
He wrote this. The orchestra normally has violin one, violin two, viola, cello, and bass. Well, what he has done is he has split each of those into more parts.
Mm-hmm.
There are sections of the Sunrise Mass where he has four violin one parts, four violin two, four viola, four cello, and two bass. 18 parts. And so it's very rich and beautiful.
Sure.
Now, the chorus splits also. So you have to, 18 players is the absolute minimum you can do this with.
Okay.
So I thought, when am I going to have this many strings
yeah.
together again? I'm also a string player. And I have played and conducted Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3. He wrote six Brandenburg Concerti. Number three is the only one that's just strings, and it is split into 10 parts, three violin, three violas, three cellos, and a bass. And so I thought, well, why not? It's only 10 minutes, 11 minutes long, something like that. So why not do that as part of this concert?
Yeah.
So we're going to start with the Schubert Mass, and then the choir will just sit down. And the orchestra will play the Brandenburg,
wow.
and we'll have intermission, and then we'll do the Sunrise Mass. The Sunrise Mass has enough of an emotional punch and power. You can't really do anything after it.
Yeah.
It has to be the end of the concert because
sure.
it's so moving.
Yeah. You don't want to follow that.
You don't want to follow that with anything else.
Right, right.
So we're doing, 1815, and then... Oh, gosh, I can't remember the year he wrote the Brandenburg, but it's, 17, about a century before the Schubert,
mm-hmm.
and then a modern piece. But the modern piece is approachable. It's gorgeous, and it's influenced by movie music. So, it's not anything one has to be concerned about. Oh, my gosh, a modern piece is going to be hard to listen to.
Right.
No. It is
yeah.
not difficult
I
to listen to.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, and he can attest to that because he listened to the recording.
You mentioned that the concert choir rehearses on Mondays.
Monday evenings.
And where do you rehearse?
At Grace.
Oh, at Grace. All
Lutheran.
Right, fantastic. What a great space.
We appreciate Grace very much because of the rehearsal space.
Yeah.
And then we present the concerts in the sanctuary. And they have all the recording equipment and video presentation.
It's such a great space for live music. It is such a wonderful space.
And it's visually stunningly
yep.
beautiful.
Yeah, perfect. Roger, before we go, we're going to remind folks again where they can get their tickets and when this is. But you wanted to mention something about the All-County Honors Chorus.
Yeah, it's a pleasure of the concert choir to sponsor this every year. The All-County Honors Chorus for middle and high school students. We'll be selecting the music for this this summer. And providing it to the schools in the fall, and the teachers work with the students, and then we have a two-day session, a clinic, and a presentation.
Okay.
So the clinic is on Friday. They come. Dr. Lancaster will lead the high school students, and another director and pianist and accompanist will do the middle school. We get together, present a concert at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, the third weekend of November each
okay.
year.
Okay. So is there something we need to know about that? Do we
well,
need to know about
we,
auditions?
The schools do the auditions.
Okay.
and that, and we have provided a standard set of music for the teachers to use.
Fantastic.
Collaborating with them.
Well, what a great opportunity for the kids too. That's,
yes,
that's fantastic. That, you know, in the arts, there just aren't that many opportunities. So to be able to do something like that is really great.
So we encourage people to buy tickets to the concerts.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah,
the All County Honors Chorus. It's only $5 for that one.
Yeah.
But we usually fill the room in Stahl Hall in Grace Lutheran.
Wow.
About 400 people can be there. So,
well, you'll hear more about that, the All Honors Chorus, when that gets. You'll hear more about that here on the Q. Also, the Carolina Concert Choir's spring concert coming up, Sunrise Mass for Strings and Chorus. It's the spring 2024 concert. You can get your tickets at Carolina Concert Choir. Two performances, Friday, April the 26th at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, April 27th at 4 p.m., and, of course, it's at Grace Lutheran Church, corner of 6th Avenue West and Blythe Street. You know where it is. Again, get your tickets at carolinaconcertchoir.org. You can get your tickets from any choir member,
yes,
if you know them. You can also purchase them at the door, but I highly suggest you get them beforehand. $25 for adults, worth every single penny, and $15 for students.
Correct.
Got it?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, guys. And keep listening to the Q. You'll be hearing much more about this as we get closer to the concert. Break a leg. I know it's going to be fantastic. I know it's going to be fantastic. And folks can find out more about the Carolina Concert Choir by going to the website also.
Correct.
Right? Do you audition for each of the concerts that you do?
Yes.
Is it a separate audition? Is that
yes,
how that works?
Yes.
Okay.
At the beginning of the rehearsal time.
And gotcha.
So we'll hold auditions in August or September.
Okay.
And in January.
All right. Well, make sure we know about that, too, because there's a lot of new people who come to this community and they find this radio station. So I'm sure there are a lot of people who would love to be a part of Carolina Concert
Choir. So it's like the second Monday of September.
Okay.
And then the two Mondays thereafter,
okay,
you can audition.
Fantastic. All of that information, again, carolinaconcertchoir.org, and that's where you can get your tickets to Sunrise Mass coming up on Friday, the 26th of April, and Saturday, the 27th of April at Grace Lutheran Church. Carolina Concert Choir. Thank you guys again for joining us this morning.